You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jake.
Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, if you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 464-5685. This hour, by the way, is sponsored by Trek CBD. Two locations in Lincoln, 27th and S and 84th and Highway 2. Schaefer, anything to say about them?
Well, I mean, if you're like me right now and you feel about four shades just above miserable because I have my yearly, like, bronchitis, it's right around Thanksgiving. You got to get sick because that's how the law is just dictated.
Yep, it's a rule.
It's like the season finishes. I'm either sick at the Iowa game or right after it every year.
Yeah.
Like no matter what. So, you know, they have products that'll make you feel better. It won't cure you of such ailments, but it can make you feel better. It can relieve stress. It can just put you in a good mental state. Certainly, if you were watching Nebraska basketball last night and that game ended, you might want to be in a better mental state. So. It sounds like this is where we're headed to discuss things.
Yes.
So I will hand it off to you, but quickly just to say, Trek CBD, they're experts in this field. I mean, if you've never tried CBD before and you're curious, just stop by the shop. Scott, Shannon, they'll take care of you. They'll answer all your questions. Whatever you want to know, whatever you want to try, they've got ideas, they've got suggestions, and they'll leave it up to you.
Except for the holidays as well. 27th and S, 84th and Highway 2, Trek CBD. Last night, Nebraska basketball played a game that never really ended. It just kept going and going and going, and it ended in an eventual loss for Nebraska. 104-100 in four overtimes at NC State. It just extended the eventual pain another 80 minutes or so when you were watching this. But the thing is, it was Nebraska's first road game. Didn't know how they'd show up in terms of that. But I'm curious, Schaefer, your thoughts in general on the game. Nebraska loses. They go to four overtimes. But what were your initial impressions about it and your thoughts going forward?
Well, for about 31 minutes, it looked like a version of the team that you at least were sort of hoping to see. Some free-flowing offense, some, you know, setting each other up, some good shots. Keisei Tominaga has really kind of come on strong here in the last few games where you can start to see him coming out of a funk a little bit. Of course, as soon as he starts to come on, C.J. Wilcher goes into one, and Kobe Webster, too. So that's just how it kind of seems to work in basketball. But right around the 9-10-minute mark, when Nebraska was building to its largest lead,
14 points,
they stopped scoring.
Yep.
I mean, they had 61 points, I think, with 9:53 remaining in the game. They finished at 70 in regulation. So I don't know that I need to say much more than that for why Nebraska didn't win this game. But in that stretch of blowing the 14-point lead, you just had terrible shot after terrible shot after terrible shot. And if there's one thing that I have really kind of clued in on that I wasn't prepared to be an issue this year, these guys are really slow at transitioning from taking a shot to getting back on defense.
Yep.
And they just get blitzed down the court by the, and it's not even like the other team is that much more athletic or that much faster or has this insane relay system. They just go with the ball, as you do, and Nebraska just slow getting back on defense. And so they were getting beat down the court in that stretch because they were taking these long threes, and they were just getting beat in that manner. And so I don't understand how they can't put together even 35 minutes. Like, if you played 35 minutes of competent basketball, mm-hmm. you win that game by 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do it. But, and then you get into everything else. Like, they didn't get a whole lot of help down the stretch from the officiating, whatever. Mm-hmm. You scored 9 points in 9 minutes.
Right. Don't you sort of come away, though, thinking, you know what? They're going to win some games.
I mean, if they can finish out games, sure. But this was this game was being played, and Happer and I talked about it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
This was a really good matchup for Nebraska.
Yeah, it was.
NC State is not a very physically dominant team inside. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of the same issues that Nebraska does. They live and die on three-pointers.
Yep.
They could not make three-pointers yesterday. Other than Darian Sebron playing bully basketball, dribbling into everything in sight, they didn't have any offensive coherence.
They don't have much offense.
This was a team that Nebraska actually was set up pretty well to play against. They played well up until a point, and they lost the game anyway.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but there are a lot of good things that come out. Verge was unstoppable at times. I mean, I like Verge a lot. Verge and McGowan's are star players. I mean, they're excellent players.
I think that Verge is good. I think he's going to be an important piece for this team. I think that too often you get too many consecutive possessions where not enough other people touch the basket.
Yeah, there's a little
bit
of that.
The end of regulations and overtimes where it basically was like one guy is touching this and one guy is dribbling into the paint with three people around him. Mm-hmm. You know.
We talked about that. Now, some of that is just the formula. That was NC State's formula with Sebron. I mean,
yeah, he's also 6'7".
Right.
I mean, Nebraska has these guys, Verge, Tominaga, Kobe, mm-hmm. you can be fearless.
Mm-hmm.
You're also the three smallest people on the court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when the officials just aren't giving you anything, mm-hmm. driving into a crowd of people and throwing yourself on the floor isn't going to result in a foul.
Right. But I don't know. I just thought for long stretches of the game, this is a team that's going to cause people a lot of headaches.
As long as they can figure out how to get back in defense on transition better.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean,
that's why they lost to Creighton, by the way, because they weren't getting back in transition.
Creighton pushes it.
I don't think that this is a bad team.
No, it's not.
They shouldn't have lost to Western Illinois. Yeah. They played poor that night. If they played like they did against NC State, they blow out Western Illinois.
Yep.
I don't think Creighton's good. I've watched them a couple times now, and I'm not.
They're respectable.
I'm not impressed by this team. I mean, we'll see how they do in the Big East, but.
Mid-pack. They're like middle of the pack.
Sure. But that's not a...
No, not great. They're not great.
So, and then NC... Like, it's... You know, Nebraska has three losses, and none of them are to teams that are NCAA tournament.
Yeah, NC State's not a tournament team. They're not. In my opinion, no.
So, it's just sort of a situation where it's like, yeah, you looked fine in this loss, but you, A, didn't finish the game.
Mm-hmm.
B, you gave away a 14-point lead.
Gosh. But wouldn't Fred say,
and
wait a second.
And C, this was the easiest game in your stretch.
Michael, wouldn't Fred say, wait a second. We sort of did finish it. I mean, Verge got hammered at the end of regulation. Tie game.
I get it. I am sympathetic to that.
Yeah.
Prior to that moment, you scored 9 points.
I know. I get it. No, you're right. You're
I
not
can't
wrong.
Discuss the officiating, which was horrendous. Right. It absolutely was. Mm-hmm. Without also discussing the fact that they scored 9 points
in 9 minutes.
From 9:53 to 0-0-0-0 mm-hmm. in regulation.
Yeah, I just look at it like, number one, Verge got hammered there at tie game, going to the line, would have been going to the line to win it. And McGowan's, in a freak moment, missed a free throw.
Yeah.
I mean, to win it.
Double overtime.
In the second overtime, he's an 86% foul shooter. I was amazed he didn't make that free throw. To win it.
I had no... I was 100% confident he was going to make the one to tie it, because it was a 1-1 at that point.
Yeah, it was. And they
that's the other thing. If Verge gets fouled and he doesn't make it, then, you know...
True. Well, he just had to make one, though.
Well, right, but it's a 1-1. Well, he was at the rim.
He was at the rim, yeah. He just had to make one.
Right,
yeah. That was a win. And I look at the... Okay, they in my mind, it's like, well, they did kind of close it out. They didn't get the call. And McGowan's, how often is he going to miss that free throw? He's an 86% foul shooter. He's a great free throw shooter.
It's a big moment. This is not a general moment. This is to win the game, basically.
Oh, I understand.
Clutch time.
I mean, there's closing it out, and there's closing it out, they didn't and you're on the
you're
flight
right
back to Lincoln with a win.
No, there's no way. I'm on the wrong side of this because they did not close it out. They did not.
There's no guarantee that wins the game. They have, like, 3 seconds still at that point. They could have got a foul.
2.5.
So... push it up. You know, they were getting fouls all night.
It would be unlikely.
They probably would have got a foul. Unlikely, but it could have happened.
Though that guy got a hell of a shot off.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was in and out, basically. Three-quarter shot almost went in.
So I came away mostly encouraged by that game. They fought hard. You know, I didn't know what kind of fight this team had. It showed that.
They're up.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By 14 in the second half on the road.
McGowan's is probably a little better than I knew he was going to be good. He's probably
what do you think should happen with Lat?
I don't know. Now, that's a good question. I saw it. Well, maybe sit him for a half?
Hmm?
Sit him for a half? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Suspension? I mean, I don't.
Sit him for a half is about as far as I'd go.
His response to that was so unnecessary and bad. I feel like you have to do something.
Same for half.
I mean, because it cost you two other players. Now, were you going to need Eduardo Andre and, or, you know, according to the broadcast, were you going to need Kobe Webster and Kareem McPherson?
Yeah, come on.
That was weird.
Which, by the way.
I know where you're going. It's bad.
If you don't have, at this point, and I understand the pandemic is still going, mm-hmm. and Nebraska NC State is pretty low on your list of, you know, where you're going to send people. If you're not even sending your broadcast team anymore to the arena, just don't bother. They were atrocious last night.
I know, but...
They didn't have the correct information. They didn't even acknowledge Kobe Webster hit a basket after they spent 25 minutes talking about how he wasn't available.
It's so bad.
I can't defend him.
They couldn't even see on their own feed that he was standing on the sidelines cheering things on for the second half, for the first overtime.
But it's better than nothing, right? It's better
than
nothing.
Yeah, I mean, would I have preferred a game in which it was just court sounds and not them? Probably.
Did that ever happen during the pandemic? It seems like it did. Like, they would show games a couple times where
just
there was no
sounds.
Announcers.
Yeah, right? They needed that.
Yeah. But Schaefer, what I'm saying is I prefer those guys in their living rooms or wherever they're doing it from to nothing. I get it. It was terrible.
I mean, did you listen to what they were saying? They were terrible.
I know.
Yeah.
I have low expectations at this point. So.
Yeah, the hand is an extension of the basketball when a guy gets fouled at the fulcrum of his elbow.
Yeah, what's this? Is this your hand down here? I know.
Yeah, he seemed like he was going out of his way a couple times to defend the refs. And that was
it was.
The broadcast was not great. It was not.
Let's get a quick call from Jim before the game show. Jim, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I said I'd make it quick. Hey, Sip, I definitely need some of your positivity for the rest of December. are you kidding me? And I can almost see Jake's face in the background because he's not saying much.
Right. No, he's shaking his head.
Those were two bad basketball teams playing each other.
Okay.
With bad announcers. It was bad all the way around.
Oh, bad experience.
Period. You're trying to be positive about this team. They're not good. Okay?
Oh, come on.
It's same old song and dance. First off, you say Bryce McGowan is all this whatever. He's a five-star recruit that didn't step up and shut down another kid who was a good player.
Yeah, Sebron.
But he's okay. He's okay. He's a good player. He's solid for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. But these were two bad basketball teams with two bad head coaches as of right now and two bad announcers on a bad network. Period. Okay. So I need your positivity. But
I got you.
It gets old, and like I said, I know Jake's sitting there going, "Jesus, what is Sip doing? He wants to give away. It's like you want to give away money to everybody. It
Easy.
Doesn't work that way.
Easy.
They're just not that good, or they really weren't last night.
Okay.
So, thanks, hey guys,
Jim.
Have a good one. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Jim. Is that what we're saying? I'm not. I don't necessarily think that about Nebraska.
That
they're not good.
I think that they're a middling team.
Yeah, middling. Yep.
Well, wait a second. Are you saying that could they finish in the middle of the pack of the Big Ten?
No. A middle of the pack Big Ten team? The Big Ten's really good this year. A middle of the pack Big Ten team's a tournament team. This isn't a tournament team.
They're bottom four again in the conference.
Right now, Nebraska feels like they're careening, and if they're lucky, they're careening towards like a 12-20 kind of season.
Hopefully that's not the case. We need some positivity.
They're 5-3 right now?
Yeah,
5-3. But so, they have not played a Big Ten game yet, so we got to see what Indiana looks like.
Saturday. You have 20 Big Ten games.
Right. Can't we just see what Indiana looks like on Saturday at 11 a.m.?
I'm just saying that to get to 12 wins, you get two more in the non-conference, you win five games in conference. Like, if you had to bet right now, do you think they can win more than five games in conference?
Okay, now let me think about this.
It's a deep conference.
Yeah.
And they're built with teams that I feel like can take advantage of where Nebraska is.
Five's
a
really
weak.
Good number. I mean,
that's. I didn't just pull it out of thin air.
I think could they get to 6-14?
Yeah,
I think so.
So then that gets you to 13 wins, which
that's
feels
not,
a lot like a middling team.
Yeah. Yes, middling. You're right. I mean, it does because I'm thinking that. I'm thinking six.
In the context of 6-14 against a really good Big Ten team, like if you're in a battered conference, like maybe they're a 10-10 team. Yeah. But
Jake, are you saying
we got to get to the game show right now. 464-5685. Call right now to take down Sip in trivia. Throwback Thursday, the 2001 NFL draft. Is it? So we're going to move right through this today. Again, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, we're going fast today. 464-5685. NFL draft in 2001. Do you think you know this one, Sip?
What, I'm sure what is the reason for 201?
Throwback Thursday. Okay. There's nothing specifically reason.
Schaefer, this is riding Schaefer
20 years
Well,
ago.
It would be off the 2000 college football season. So I got to think a little bit about everything that would have happened.
Well, 7-7, Nebraska. It was tumultuous. I don't know.
No.
I might get
no, 2000. Nebraska was 0-2 was 7-7.
Oh, 2000.
They were fine in 2000. Alabama Bowl, right?
Yeah, that's when they played Northwestern.
Yeah,
right.
It
they hammered Northwestern.
Toby, how do you feel about the 2001 NFL draft?
I don't know. Well, let's find out.
All right. Schaefer gets to help Sip for one question. As always, here's your first question, Toby. What eventual Hall of Fame guard did the Seahawks select number 17 overall from Michigan in the 2001 NFL draft?
Hmm.
5 seconds.
Geez.
Michigan.
Hutchinson?
Yes, it was Steve Hutchinson.
Man, I was in position to steal that.
That's a former Viking.
Yeah.
And Seahawk, right? Okay. All right, for the tie, Sip, here's your first question. What eventual Pro Bowl running back did the Saints select number 23 overall from Ole Miss in the 2001 NFL draft?
Schaefer knows this. There's a possibility. Do you know this?
I would be surprised if I'm wrong.
Okay, well, just hold on.
There's always a chance.
01, Ole Miss running back.
5 seconds. We're low on time.
Okay, go, Schaefer.
Deuce McAllister?
McAllister.
Nice job.
Is a great get.
That's
correct.
A great,
it's 1-1 tie, so you are on your own now. Toby, for the lead, your last question.
Trouble.
What eventual Pro Bowl receiver did the Colts select number 30 overall from Miami, Florida in the 2001 NFL draft?
That's got to be Reggie Wayne.
Look at this. You guys are 3-for-3 in the 2001 NFL draft. Let's see if Sip can get to the tiebreak by himself.
Give me a skill position player.
What team drafted Nebraska linebacker Carlos Polk in the fourth round in 2001? Schaefer cannot help you. You're on your own. What team drafted Nebraska linebacker Carlos Polk in the fourth round in 2001? To force the tiebreaker.
Oh.
And you have 5 seconds, and that's all you get. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tampa Bay.
Schaefer?
Chargers.
Chargers. Oh, the Chargers is
that.
The correct answer.
I was going to say
Toby.
Cardinals.
Great job, Toby.
Toby, we'll get you bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice work today.
Yeah, have fun. Thank you very much, and shut up, Sipple.
Yeah, thank you. Right, thank you, Toby. Good job by Toby.
Congrats to Toby.
Chargers.
Schaefer, that
went 4-for-4 there.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Deuce McAllister was a great get there.
I should have got Polk. I wasn't on the radar. I know.
Aren't you good at when guys get drafted from Nebraska?
Pretty good. I've covered it. I just can't remember it. Cardinals. I thought maybe it was the Cardinals.
Let's bring in Happer next for the spillover on early break in the ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.